Welcome to the Undivided Women's Podcast. I'm Kristen Price, and I'm your hostess, and I am so glad that you are joining me today. At Undivided Women, we encourage women to go deeper in the Word of God and with each other through Jesus Christ. We help each woman identify how to love God and her people with all her heart by equipping her with the ability to remove distractions so that she can focus and live fully in the here and now. Before we begin our podcast today, I want to let you know about something that I'm super excited about, and it's the new CSB Encourage Devotional Bible. It's beautiful, it's relevant, and it has everything that I need for my morning quiet time all in one place. Y'all, it's amazing. And really, what I love most about this Bible is how it traces 10 themes throughout the Bible that you can study, and also it's designed to highlight different women of courage as you read. And I had the honor to contribute to this Bible, and I wrote two devotionals. One is for the intentional gratitude theme about Leah and Rachel, and the other is on the imperfect hospitality theme about Michael and David. And I was so excited the other day when my Bible finally arrived, and I have really loved using it. So here's a little bit more info about the Bible in case you're curious. The CSB Encourage Devotional Bible features the most significant aspect of the Encourage online community: women's everyday stories that bear witness to God's grace. More than 120 Encourage community writers share their stories via 312 devotionals alongside the CSB translation of Scripture. Each devotional points the reader to beauty found in brokenness and hope found in hard places. And y'all, I love this Bible so much that I'm actually going to be giving away a copy of this Bible on my Instagram page this week, so be sure to enter for a chance to win. Just go to @KristenPriceStudio and you'll see the picture for the giveaway, and I hope that you win it because it really is beautiful. But if you would like to purchase a copy of the Bible, you can also click on that link on the Instagram page and it'll take you to a place to purchase it. So good luck, and even if you don't win, you need to grab yourself a copy because it really is awesome. All right, let's get going. So today I wanted to try something new. I have been thinking a lot about the word blessed and what that means, and you know, how I can apply it to my own life. And I thought, you know, so many of us, we think about this word and we automatically think, oh, I am just so blessed. I'm so happy. Life is just perfect. I've got everything that I want. And, you know, we see it when people, you know, tag pictures of their, you know, they just bought their first home, or they just got engaged, or they're having a new baby, and all these things, yes, are totally, without a doubt, things that we should be so excited and thankful for. They truly are the blessings of life. I mean, we live for those moments, right? But I also want to think about, or I've been thinking about, this word blessed and how it relates to, you know, maybe the seasons that are a little bit more difficult. The seasons where we're just going, and we're going nonstop, and it feels like life is just constantly in motion, and we never have a chance to really settle down, and it's easy to get really overwhelmed by all there is to do. Have you ever been in a season like that? I always feel that way at the start of a school year, and it's just I don't know, I guess it's just coming off of summer and getting back in the swing of school. And I really feel like it takes a little while to get in the swing of things. And it's so easy when we're moving and going and doing to feel overwhelmed and not to feel blessed and not to have, I know this is cheesy, but not to have an attitude of gratitude. When I'm trying to have this attitude of gratitude and trying to see things for what they really are, you know, to look through the hard and to still see the lovely, you know, I think that's a different form of this word blessed and how to use it and to see that I am still blessed even though life might be a little bit more difficult. And, you know, in scripture, you know, this word blessed is so common, especially in Christian households and people of faith. And like I said, you see it all over the place. But one of the places that we see it the most is in scripture. And it's in when Jesus is talking on the Sermon on the Mount about the Beatitudes. And, you know, we always hear blessed, blessed, blessed. And he's talking about, you know, different types of people who are blessed. And, you know, really this definition of blessing, yes, it's about being happy. And it's about, you know, these, you know, exciting times that we talked about earlier, but it's also just this distinctive spiritual joy for those who recognize the kingdom of God. And it's like, how can we be blessed and recognize the kingdom of God in the midst of our hard and in the midst of our difficult? Because walking with Christ isn't easy. It never has been and it never will be. But when we have a biblical perspective on what's going on around us and the work that we're doing and the opportunities that are coming in front of us and all that we have to manage, and when we start to be grateful for what we've been given, I think this can change, you know, our perspective. And that's when we really begin to walk and live out our days with this blessed spirit, you know, inside of us. And so today, I wanted to do something different, and I wanted to challenge us just to have a moment of silence. And I want us to listen to the words of Jesus that he spoke in the Beatitudes, but it's not going to be in the typical NIV translation of blessed, but we're going to do another translation. We're going to do the Passion Translation, and we're going to listen to that. And I'm going to read through it once just for you to hear it. And then we're going to have some time to think and to breathe. And if you're in the car or if you're on a walk right now, I invite you to just open up your heart and your mind and your soul to take in these words, possibly from a different perspective, and think about how you are blessed by hearing these words. Jesus' Sermon on the Hillside, Matthew chapter 5. One day Jesus saw a vast crowd of people gathering to hear him, so he went up the slope of a hill and sat down. With his followers and disciples spread over the hillside, Jesus began to teach them. What wealth is offered to you when you feel your spiritual poverty? For there is no charge to enter the realm of heaven's kingdom. What delight comes to you when you wait upon the Lord, for you will find what you long for. What blessing comes to you when gentleness lives in you, for you will inherit the earth. How enriched you are when you crave righteousness, for you will be surrounded with fruitfulness. How satisfied you are when you demonstrate tender mercy, for tender mercy will be demonstrated to you. What bliss you experience when your heart is pure, for then your eyes will be open to see more and more of God. How blessed you are when you make peace, for then you will be recognized as a true child of God. How enriched you are when you bear the wounds of being persecuted for doing what is right, for that is when you experience the realm of heaven's kingdom. I'd like for you to take a moment and let those words soak in. Was there a certain passage that stood out to you? Is there something that maybe pulled your heart? A word that made you take notice? Were you able to pause just for a second and think, yes, I'm blessed? I'm going to read this passage back again, and this time I want you to kind of hone in on a particular part of the passage, whatever speaks to you. I don't know what it is, but I know that certain words are probably pulling you, and they're more visible than others. And so as I read those words, I want you to absorb them for yourself. If it's been a hard day, let these words pour over you. If it's been a great day, then give thanks, for God is good. Whatever state you are in right now, receive these words from Jesus. What wealth is offered to you when you feel your spiritual poverty? For there is no charge to enter the realm of heaven's kingdom. What delight comes to you when you wait upon the Lord? For you will find what you long for. What blessing comes to you when gentleness lives in you? For you will inherit the earth. How enriched you are when you crave righteousness, for you will be surrounded with fruitfulness. How satisfied you are when you demonstrate tender mercy, for tender mercy will be demonstrated to you. What bliss you experience when your heart is pure, for then your eyes will open to see more and more of God. How blessed you are when you make peace, for then you will be recognized as a true child of God. How enriched you are when you bear the wounds of being persecuted for doing what is right, for that is when you experience the realm of heaven's kingdom. This is the word of God. Thanks be to God. Thank you again for listening to this episode of Undivided Women's Podcast. To follow along with Undivided Women, we encourage you to subscribe to our newsletters to receive our free online Bible studies, and you can find those at undividedwomen.com. You can also connect with us online through Instagram and Facebook at Undivided Women. Again for listening to today's episode. I hope you liked how we did something slightly different, and I would love to connect with you. Let me know if you liked this by connecting with me online at Kristen Price Studio. You can send me a direct message and let me know your thoughts. Also, I wanted to share some upcoming events that we have that I'm so excited about for the holiday season. The first event is coming up this Saturday, November the 2nd, and it's the Pike Road Arts and Crafts Fair. Now, we love this fair. We've done it before, and they just brought it back again this year. And I'm really excited because my sweet friend Carly is going to be at our booth in Pike Road. Carly and I met when she was in 10th grade and joined our girls' Bible study group that I was teaching at St. James United Methodist Church, and I've just loved keeping up with her over the years, and I'm so thankful that she's going to be helping us out on Saturday. Carly is a graduate from Huntington College, and she has spent some time teaching high school Spanish and volunteering in Eastern Europe. When she's at home, she loves to play with her two dogs, Bo and Audrey, and she can never say no to a cup of coffee from Prevail Union. So we're excited to have Carly at our booth. Please stop by. It's located by the Chicken Shack, so it should be pretty easy to find. Now, while Carly is in Pike Road, I'll be hanging out at the Dothan Service League Merry Market on Foster Street in downtown Dothan on Saturday, November 2nd from 9 until 4. So please stop by our booth and say hello. Also coming up in November is Covenant United Methodist Church's Thankful Gathering. It's Tuesday, November 13th at 6 p.m. Now, this is one of my very favorite events. It really, to me, it kicks off the holiday season, and it's such a sweet time of fellowship with women that I necessarily don't get to see every day. And my small group is hosting a few tables, and I'd love for you to be my guest if you'd like to attend. So again, just reply back to me on my Instagram, direct message at Kristen Price Studio, and I would love to have you join me. This year, I'm actually the guest speaker at the Thankful Gathering, and I'll be sharing a lot about relationships. We'll dig into the story of Ruth and Naomi and learn about how hope heals the brokenhearted. And one of the main ideas of this talk will be for women to walk away with ways that they can be kind to one another, especially if they have a difficult relationship with a family member. So a question that I wanted to ask you before we close today: how do you deal with difficult family relationships? Do you have any advice for building relationships between family members, particularly between daughter-in-laws and mother-in-laws? I'd love to hear back from you. Please just let me know if you have any advice or answers to these questions, and I'd love to include that as I prepare for this talk. Before we leave today, I want to remind you about the Encourage Devotional Bible giveaway that I'll be having on my Instagram page at Kristen Price Studio. So I'd love for you to check that out and sign up for it. It's really a beautiful Bible, and I think you'll love it. I want to leave you today with this quote: "I have too many flaws to be perfect, but I have too many blessings to be ungrateful." Hope y'all have a wonderful day, and I'll talk to y'all soon. Bye now.